This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the
greenback tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I wanted to share, I don't know how to describe this, but I was talking to a member of a fraternity, and I was in a fraternity during the university years. And, you know, we used to have these pranks. Well, this one is absolutely the most sophisticated of the pranks that I've heard about. You've all heard that, you know, the high school students make some brownies or chocolate chip cookies for the teachers, and they lace them with X-lax or some laxative, and they leave them out in the teacher's lounge. And then pretty soon, one teacher is going to the restroom for a while, and then the next, and the next, and the next. You've all heard that story. Okay, well, this takes it one step further. And don't do this at home. Don't do this at home. I'm not recommending that you all do this, but this is interesting information just to keep in the back of your mind. Well, so this one fraternity member had a roommate who was a problem. And the problem was that his roommate would eat his food. And just eat it, and eat it, and eat it, and maybe not replace it. So the first roommate is just frosted. He's just absolutely angry, and he decides he's going to get even. So what he does is he makes some chocolate chip cookies, and he adds a laxative to them, not just a little bit, but a lot. Adds a lot of laxative to these chocolate chip cookies. And then, of course, the result is exactly what you'd expect. But part two of this prank is that he had made a tincture of habanero peppers and alcohol. So what he did was he took habanero peppers and put them in a blender, mixed it with some alcohol, and then made this tincture. And then he lightly sprayed toilet paper with this tincture of habanero peppers. So this was a 1-2 punch. Absolutely brutal. So, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to need to, you know, if we're invaded, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to have to pull that out of our bag of tricks or not. But, you know, it's always good to know some of these pranks. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, what about barcode scanners and retinal damage? What do you think about that? I'm very concerned about that. If I go to a store and they've got this, you know, scanner down where they just put the item right against the this glass lens that has a mirror in it, and every once in a while you see leaking out of it is this red laser light, and I'm concerned that we may be damaging our eyesight by just being exposed accidentally to the direct rays of these lasers. What do you think?
Well, you know, they use a fairly large intensity because it has to go through the air and hit an object at an angle, hit the barcode at an angle, and still get a semi-accurate read. They have to wiggle it sometimes so that the barcode is actually read. So that means the intensity of that light is high. Now, page two. The infrared is heat. So it's kind of like, without the air part of it, holding an air dryer up to your eyes, what's the heat going to do to your eyes? Infrared does the same thing. And so that's what we're talking about there in terms of dosimetry and so on. It's like applying heat to an unprotected surface. And at some level, there's damage. And there's lots of damage doing that when you look at the sun, because the sun has infrared also coming off it. You just don't notice it because of the other light that you're seeing bandwidth. To have a very narrow, tight bandwidth in this red zone, it would be close to heat. And that's one way of looking at what's going on. So you want to kind of protect yourself. Wear Ray-Bans. Look sharp. Your sunglasses. I'm kidding. But that is, it's not, in my opinion, the kind of concern I would worry about as much as the same kind of different bandwidth coming off in your kitchen when you turn on a microwave and it scatters all over the place. And while it's a higher frequency, so it doesn't get attenuated as much, you can have some dosimetry damages by hanging out near a microwave oven. And then what those wavelengths actually do to the cell structure of the product you're radiating, in some cases will cause cross-linking and mutation, or not carbonization, but it'll cause cross-linking of certain molecules that might be toxic. And that's why there's a lot of concern about heating water using microwave and what it does in the destructuring of water. We don't know, and our new technologies are suggesting there's more going on there that might have implications and consequences to health. Norm Shaver might have some, you know, more specifics in that regard. Dosimetry. All your body has got all kinds of different things in it, and as such, each one of your liver, your inner gizzard, whatever, all of those different parts of your body have absorption curves on certain kinds of electromagnetics, and some of it's toxic. That's why, you know, having ultrasound to see your baby isn't necessarily good for the baby.
Right. And while you mention this, Rick, I have a concern, and I've seen this done. I've seen people take a, let's say they buy a cup of coffee, and they, well, the coffee gets a little cool, and they'll take that cup that they bought at a Stop and Rob place or something like that, and put it in the microwave oven to heat it up. Now, if we contrast that with heating a cup of coffee in a ceramic mug or a glass mug compared to that plastic cup. Maybe it's a styrofoam cup. Maybe it's a paper cup that has a plastic lining. What about the? What if it's just a plastic thermal mug that someone might use to, you know, they're going to hop in the car or truck.
Okay.
And they're
the first thing about coffee that everybody seems to forget is it's an oil that goes rancid very quickly. Mm-hmm. And rancid oils are toxic, big time. Mm-hmm. And coffee, after 20 minutes of brew, sitting on a pot over there, on the, you know, just getting into the point where it's called cowboy coffee, where the spoon either stands straight up or starts to slowly dissolve as it's falling into the coffee. Now, that's all toxic. That's why Starbucks used to over-roast their bean to give you an incredible first cup. That second cup, if you reheated it, is so toxic because the bean is already rancid. That's why you keep it in the freezer, not the refrigerator. That's why the good way to do coffee is to have a whole bean where you don't even break the oil out until you're ready to brew it. And you grind the coffee down, and you cup it right then, right there. One of the ways we did it in Hawaii is you had the green bean, and then you roasted it in the oven and ground it right down when it was still warm. Now, that really cups really, really good. You want to blow someone's mind? You know, do your bean from scratch. That's called garage-style Hawaiian. Hawaiian coffee, garage-style, where you have a green bean, and you roast it and grind it right then, right there, brew it. You drink it. That is probably the only way that coffee is actually, you know, has any approximate nutrients besides caffeine and theobromine. You know, the stimulants. It has, you know, tannin. It has other kinds of weird stuff in it. And those oils will rancid very quickly. And if the bean is over-roasted like Starbucks, then you're going to have a more serious recovery on your bean if it's left out or, you know, allowed to sit outside, the bean begin to rancate. Same thing with coconut oil. Most people seem to forget that all the different oils will rancate and need to be refrigerated probably.
Mm-hmm. And what about the heating or warming up coffee or some other beverage, even tea, in a plastic
coffee,
cup?
If you're warming up coffee, my dad would never throw coffee away. He'd put it in the freezer and then pull it back out to nuke it. And that's probably why my dad's dead. I'm kidding. That's a terrible, terrible way to do coffee. And I don't think people should drink more than one cup a day. Use it as a ritual or whatever. But truthfully, coffee, like tea is even worse. It has higher caffeine content than coffee does. Most people don't realize that green teas and black teas are actually running about 0.5% more caffeine, more tannin. Now, you can taste it, the dryness, you know, how you drink the tea and it dehydrates your mouth. Coffee does.
So, Rick, I'm sitting here in the studio, and I've got one of these USA Prepares black coffee mugs, and before I start the, maybe it's a ritual, before I start the broadcast, I'll go down to the kitchen, and I'll have a fresh cup of coffee, but I'll sip it for the entire broadcast, which is 2 hours. So are you saying that I'm poisoning myself?
I don't know. The god, the Hawaiian god, Juan Valdez, I don't know, man. Be careful with your coffee, and that what I do, I use a Melitta. I have boiling water, goes right into the coffee bean that came out of the freezer, and I drink the coffee within 10 minutes, or I throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
I won't drink coffee that's over 20 minutes old. It's not good for you. And so a good truck stop, they're running their coffee pot through quick. That's okay. You never want the bottom of a coffee cup. What you want is right off the brew. That's where it's the best and safest and most healthiest. I wouldn't actually say coffee is healthy for you, although Science News last week had an interesting article on the benefits of coffee. It was an interesting article, well written. And so, you know, coffee has a double-edged sword to it, and you have to be sort of careful. I wouldn't drink coffee over 20 minutes old.
I was reading a story about Mormons.
I grew up in Seattle, though. Starbucks, you know.
I was reading a story this morning about Mormons, and they are able to identify each other relatively quickly because of the texture of their skin. And that's because they don't drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, or consume alcohol. And their skin is better for not doing those things. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. When we come back, Rick, can we talk about free energy? Free energy. I've got some questions about free energy.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class got an update. On Monday, I'll be at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 o'clock, 4:45 to 8 on Monday. And that's in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website, usapreparers.com. And Freeze Dry Guy is flying in. He's going to be staying with us for a few days here at the farm.
Yeah.
And, yeah, your buddy. And he's gonna be in the studio with me. He's going to be joining me during some of the broadcast. He's going to sit in during John Reagan, with John Reagan and me. And I think he's going to be here on Tuesday as well.
Please pass my very best off to both of them. I miss both of them. I enjoy both of them.
You know, yes, I certainly will. And by the way, that was absolutely hysterical when you and Freeze were here in the studio sitting side by side. You were having so much fun, you forgot we were on the air.
I know, wasn't that funny?
So that's Monday, and I'm going to be showing a video on Monday as well, and of course, my news and my slant and take on the news. Free energy, Rick. You know, when I was very young, I was interested in perpetual motion. Okay, I was interested if you took a pendulum and you put it in a vacuum, would it just continue like forever? And the answer is I couldn't get it to do that. It slowed down. And then, of course, I read the stories about a motor and a generator. And you could, you know, hook the shaft of a motor to the shaft of a generator, and you start them spinning. And once motor starts spinning, will it run the generator and provide electricity back to the motor to keep it running? And if you have excess current, can you use that for, you know, powering another device? Well, I was unable to make that work. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't. It just means I couldn't do it. And I don't know anyone else. I haven't met anyone who has tried it directly. However,
okay,
there is
okay.
a guy.
What we have here is a problem in definitions. Nothing in life is free, including sex. Now, really, I get a grip. I mean, you know, nothing's free. Now, what free energy implies is that you get more coming out of a system than going into it. And that is contrary to, you know, thermodynamics and the concepts of entropy and chaos. However, we are now realizing that when we split the atom, we have nuclear energy, and we have this tremendous amount of energy that we can get in a small amount of space. So free energy has gone in two different directions. One concept of free energy is the tides. The tides are going to happen whether they, as long as the Earth is going to go around the sun in an elliptic, it will have tides. And the tide, so you can have a buoy that's just going up and down. That's called free energy as a system. It has losses with friction and resistance and attenuation, you know, absorption by a material of some of the heat. Like, for example, a free energy is that there's a molten core on Earth, and we could take carbon filament fibers straight down into the Earth, capture the heat where it heats the fiber, bring that heat up to the surface, and that's free energy. Didn't cost us anything. Didn't have to spend money to make money, that kind of thing. However, the other direction of free energy, misused by plasma physicists like Keshe and or Nikola Tesla, is this idea of a potential that's always there, that when you open a door, you open a door to a different universe that has more energy. In other words, to open the door takes 5 pieces of silver, and what you get when the door opens is 10 pieces of silver. We'll call that cold fusion and or related, like Brown's gas and things of that nature. There's a whole myriad of these now that they're studying at MIT, where cold fusion is allowing the breaking down of an element into its more basic components. And when you do that, you end up building things. And now that's fusion. Fusion is when you put several things together and you build something back up, and you're making the element you choose to want to make. For example, potassium into sodium in the human body. We have a need for potassium, and cold fusion is occurring in our body. That was Kirvan's work. And what do we now have is a surplus of salt or sodium. And what do we do? Well, that has to do with ATP and what we call a quark gluon plasma. That's where Keshe and all these others are out there now banging drums on free energy. And nothing is free. And my suspicion is Keshe's not a solid-state physicist. He's certainly not a plasma physicist.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. Today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And, Rick, when I was very young, I saved my money cutting lawns, and I bought an electrical device, or an electronic device called a voltmeter, and it had a big scale. It was made in Japan. I still have it to this day. And what I did was I ran a long antenna wire between two trees and had them insulated with glass insulators. And I drove a ground rod into the ground, and I actually measured a very small current from that antenna across the ground. I mean, literally the antenna picked up electrical energy. So I thought there was energy in the air, and I thought, all right, let me see if I can actually measure it. And I could. And so where did that energy come from? And I actually believe that it came from radio and television stations that were transmitting high-powered radio waves into the air.
Well, that's how the antenna works.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and so instead of hooking it up to a, you know, super heterodyne radio, I hooked it up to a volt ohm meter, and I measured current in milliamps. So you can actually measure it with a needle on a meter. But so, you know, these are micro currents that come from, you know,
yeah,
sources
micro,
that we
10^-6.
Yeah, yeah. Very small amounts of current, or milliamps, I should say. So, Rick, what about free energy from the Earth's core? Is there energy? Well, let's say it this way. It's not going to be free because we'll have to build some equipment. But is there an energy source that is ongoing?
So, yes. So the proposal is to look at the Earth as an electric motor with solar winds acting as brushes to create a disparity of charges, like the Van Allen belt and the Aurora Borealis, where you
right.
have charged particles now coming out of the air, if you will, because of the Earth acting like an electric motor. That is basically how Nikola Tesla originally wanted to see the Earth, as a electric motor with solar winds from the sun acting as brushes to pick up the negative and positive ions and displacing them so that they were forced at a distance.
Okay. Now
that's good. Yeah, potential. But you could do the same thing with the light from the sun, with solar panels. You could. The solar panels are trying to become more efficient. That means for every joule of energy that hits it, you get a half a joule in electric current, that kind of thing. You never get the same amount because of friction, losses in attenuation, etc. Friction, you know, with that kind of thing. Entropy, chaos. The tendency is for things to go back to you know, not organized, but disorganized, chaos
okay.
rules.
All right, so let's go to Brown's gas. You mentioned Brown's gas, and what you can literally do, class, is you can take an electrolyte solution, and maybe that happens to be salt water, and you can put that in a jar with two coils or two electrodes in it, and the electrodes can be both stainless steel. And then you put a current across there, and it will start bubbling with hydrogen. Well, I saw one of our instructors who came over to the farm, and he had a Brown's gas generator under the hood of his Ford pickup truck. And he claimed he got more miles per gallon by using this Brown's gas as an addition to the gasoline as a fuel. So he was burning this bubbling Brown's gas out of this hydrogen generator under his hood. Now, the question I have, Rick, is this Brown's gas generator is consuming a lot of current from the alternator, and it takes the gasoline engine or the V8 under the hood to power this alternator, which provides electricity for the Brown's gas generator. Now, are we getting a net positive or not?
No, there's a loss. That's why it costs money. I mean, you know, if you want to look at it from a simple physics point of view, you have to keep putting money into it. Or instead of gasoline, you can look at it as dollars. The whole thing is illusionary. Energy is a concept that we have forgotten about. It used to be about heating our home. Now it's about moving our body. And to take an aircraft like a jet flying across the airport, you know, like for a chemtrail, do you know that that's $100,000 an hour?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why there has not been a lot of interest in new directions of energy, because the old infrastructure is set up to milk the system. And you are being milked so badly, you have no clue. And there are a bunch of one percenters that are laughing their way all the way to Mars at you for, you know, not getting it. The energy part is your labor. It's not money. It's not oil. It's, you know, it's an illusion. The idea of getting something for nothing, and the chicks are free, How's that? The money's for nothing and the chicks are free. That's a good way to look at it. It is a relationship you have to what you need in terms of heat, food, water, and your basic survival things. And it's always oriented around having to pump the water out of the ground rather than having it fall on you like rain. Now, both happen. But why are you doing the one over the other? Say, it's marketing. And it's all about money. It's not about energy. And to have free energy is, again, a misnomer or misdirection of what's really going on and what you really actually need for survival. Our economy and our structure of lifestyle now, based on electric current, is doomed. It's going to happen at any minute today. You know, solar winds, coronal mass ejection, whatever. The grid's going to collapse, and that's that. And right now, the nuclear energy, everything, there's a body count happening in Missouri right now. Nobody's talking about that. And there's people dying right now because of the radiation in leaking dump sites. And, we have a wrong set of assumed truths on what energy is and what it is not. And really, this old infrastructure around money and milking the country for oil and the wars that we fight in Iraq and Russia. Now, you know, that war is supposed to, that's what's going to happen next. They're going to try to make us get into a third world war. Why? It's about energy. And, it's, you know, war is good for the economy. That's the way it works. It's unfortunate. I don't have answers. What I do is I have my own infrastructure right here using diesel for a 35 kW generator as a backup for when I want to shave or do something with electric current, and I have wood heat. And lots of wool, you know,
Rick, that's
on where I choose to live, the kind of environment that I choose to live in.
That's one of my greatest concerns, Rick, is the grid going down. And that's why we've decided that we're going to do a year's worth.
The least of it. That'll be the first thing that happens. That'll be your first shoe that falls of a number of shoes that will fall. Not two shoes. There's going to be a bunch of them. And we're totally unprepared. We have blatantly assumed that our government is going to take care of things for us when it gets bad, and they weren't able to do that at Katrina. They weren't able to do that with Hurricane Sandy. What makes you think they're going to be there to help you when the grid collapses? How is that FEMA and Walmart stores are going to be internment camps, places they keep unrest? Last week, they deployed, I talked about it last week too, they deployed a new weapon on how to lock down a small town using lithium as an aerosol in the air that you breathe, delivered by geoengineering. And there's Rumsfeld laughing his way sick at the $1 trillion missing. We're not talking about black money now. We're talking about missing money, trillions of dollars, for an aircraft fleet to deploy globally this aerosol to control the populations. They did lithium. Everybody up in Reedsport is sick. I went in last week. This week I had my panels actually reviewed. It turns out the modafinil I'm using is working. It has dropped my aluminum and barium oxide levels down to the point where I'm normal again. Even though my I'm congested, I have white saliva and totally gummed up mouth every morning from being dehydrated and crusty-eyed. And now there's got filament shit coming out of the air in legs like spider webs. And right behind that, there's the spider web studies of how to deploy Ebola.
Rick, I
do not trust anything. I have to question everything. And no, I don't know. And I have some major concerns because I don't trust the people in charge.
If I can get some time today, I'll try to post some of the photographs I've taken of our farm, some of the fields. Mrs. Finelli and I went out.
Do you have any of that stuff coming down? Remember how the snow burned last year? That polymer. They have now got a new direction on that. They modify it with advances. And now it's like a spider web, and it's clinging everywhere. It fell in Arizona, and now I'm getting reports of other places where that same debris is coming out of the air.
Rick, I've taken pictures. Mrs. Finelli and I went out with the animals for an early morning walk, and I took the camera so that the dew is still on the ground in the field. And there are spider webs every 2 feet, literally.
That's not a web. That's a polymer. And worse,
right. That's what I'm saying.
That polymer is in a nanometer form, which means that it will be absorbed right through the skin.
Okay, and it's, Rick, it's like a fine filament of a spider web, and it wrapped around trees. It wrapped around bushes. It's on the ground as little fluffy tufts, and it's on our tractors. It's on the exhaust systems. It's on the steering wheel. It's these filaments are flying through the air, and it's here. And if you want to see something amazing, take a flashlight out at night and watch what you see right in front of your face in the dark with a flashlight.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor, block it, pocket.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with his class. If you'd like to go to his website, DocRam, that'll take you to Facebook, DocRam.com, DocRam.com. If you'd like to buy his books, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAlanMiller.com. Mark in Philadelphia, welcome.
I'm on the edge of my seat, as always, when you have Doc Ram on, Vince, and I'd like to start out by saying I don't know what I don't know, and in that, I can have confidence. It seems like this whole idea of we look at what science, the current science, how it looks at things, it seems like I call it the space between the notes idea here. most of the emphasis has been put on the notes, as if the space was a product of the notes. Like when we look
the plane.
everybody focuses on the notes of the music, but they don't realize that the notes are born out of empty space. But they get it, you know, it's, we put it the other way around. So, like, the analogy I give here is nature, okay? Vincent, when you talk about your animals and how the animals follow you around and you seem to be one with the animals. And like Mike in New York, he talks about when he's one with the animals. That's because the animals reside in that space. They don't react to the notes. They reside in the space, okay? And I say that that's the undiscovered territory. So how is it that a little 100-pound mother can lift a car off of a child that's been hit by a car? How can she do that? That's coming from the undiscovered space. So I say there's a whole lot of undiscovered space, and we need to put emphasis on going to that space and reside, because that's where we come from. That's where we live out of.
That came to me,
Vincent and Doc Ram. Because in my life, I had the notes stripped away from me repeatedly. And nature was trying to say, wait a minute, it's not about the notes, go back to the space. So I don't know what I don't know, and so I was just challenging us, and I when I listen to you guys, I'm like on the edge of my seat because I know you guys are questioning, you're continuing to question these things. So, and I appreciate that because we're in an opportunity here. Even though it looks like all these challenges are coming at us, we have to reorient ourselves to what really is going on and what really
Mark,
really operates. Go ahead.
I'd like to share something that I've never seen before. this morning I went out to, we have a cow in the front yard, and there's about 100-gallon water trough for her. And I was filling it up before the broadcast. And I went in the house, and Mrs. Finelli took the dogs for a walk. And the chickens were following. So she's going down the driveway, and the dog's running with her, and then the chickens are following. And then I saw the most amazing thing. One of our cats saw Mrs. Finelli and the dog and the chickens ahead of her and ran up to catch the rest of the animals. I have never seen a cat go for a walk and feel left out. I've never seen that before. So the cat ran. I mean, there's no question that the cat, you know, the cat, I was watching from a distance.
Part of the party.
The cat wanted to be part of the party. I've never seen that before. And I think that as time is getting shorter, and as I think the animals can feel something, and they do not want to be unprotected by their masters and their family. I believe that.
Something else is going on.
Vince, if you keep it up,
we're gonna have to rename you Dr. Doolittle.
I am.
Or Francis of Assisi. Thank you, guys.
Mark, thank you so much for calling in. Dr. Richard L. North, thanks for being with us. And class, if you'd like to peruse his website and buy some of his books, you can go to richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Tomorrow, Mike Parsons, he's going to give us an update as to, he's not in jail. He's holding court at bay. He's doing a great job. We have a lot to learn from Mike Parsons and Brandon Williams from Iron Edison. He and I are designing the solar system for the farm, and we'll take your calls, of course, if you're interested in learning more about solar. That's tomorrow. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.